Basna launch a bioethanol program in Mojo Crypto Agency as an effort to alleviate poverty through Mustahik economic empowerment in the livestock sector. Basna's Indonesian chairman Nur Ahmad Fulusan Jakarta on his day said that through the Mojo Crypto Agency Livestock Center, Basna wants to increase the livestock population as well as provide an economic impact for Mustahik or arms receiver farmers to be prosperous. Victoria, Australia has provided funding support worth $3.6 million or equivalent to 38 billion rupiah to support quality education at Muhammadiyah Australian College. The assistance was given as part of the Victoria State Government's commitment to supporting inclusive and multicultural education in the state. Secretary of Muhammadiyah Central Leadership Muhammad Shaiti in an official statement on the state conveyed that this support is a form of recognition of Muhammadiyah's contribution in providing high quality education that reflects the values of diversity. That's the news. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to number 5 Style on Indonesia Today. On Wednesday, 30th April 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, those of you who are listening to our program, I also hope that you are still able to continue your listening to us at www.voice.id, because still, yeah, we would like to share you our updated information, our songs, and even our social cultures, and even our, you know, as news that I would like to share you listeners, especially about Indonesia. And we hope that you also feel enjoyable and feel entertained in listening to our program with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, so whatever you're doing right now, your activity must be done carefully, and even this must also improve about your capacity building. And we hope that today, whatever you do, this must be much better than yesterday.
Oh,
setelah kejadian. Sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for their feel and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Kisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption.
Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah anak asap gitu kan.
Waktu
itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 PM on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common cause. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village. Show from the west, many people over there ran down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah contacted the bitter story. It was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start with the bird, it happened on Monday and Thursday. Around 18 to 3 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Of Mount Galunggung eruption caused this percentage around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87, seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years, in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atau Supriyatna admitted that
kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hektar land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equals 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Anand Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Kisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Anand works a field in his daily life and gives counseling to the farmers. Said that Galunggung land has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or food stable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadi fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu Galunggung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat
tinggi. And now natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. for Mandalorian erupted. I interfere. The farmers that once had the land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.2 by Kain technology. Growingness does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even growing rice is well known and abroad.
Sebelum ada galung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galung itu
beras galung erupsi beras produk was normal,
but was harga yang
erupsi the product increase.
Berasnya itu price quality is also better. Yaitu merek galung rice beras itu aneh
choose from galung importer
itu ada sebagian rice dari sini
so that price of the price quite
orang Cina lain.
If you do not believe the brand mark of Chinese rice at supermarket was of the product from here,
Sanyo,
it is the quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 20 kilograms. Clearly, the stocking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quite of the rice of Chinese emergency received international certification from Institute Microbiology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups through hardware that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya sekarang digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice initially from Cisayong, generally from Chuchuan to Jiangsu. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Sympathic, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. The types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification level, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena.
Alhamdulillah because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villages enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The basic is served by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan udah lama kan ada yang kelaparan kan? Di kita tiba di sini nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bawah silahkan.
It is not allowed in the past. There were people who starved. In the past, half a season was only twice a year. In here, half is 2 times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 2 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice is limited. Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Itulah, lewat galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian. Sekarang,
it was the story of galunggung, but alhamdulillah, after the event, even residents running galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Saffron, head of Sukha Jadi Fiat, reminds us that in life, human beings often face